ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जाय उदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter number 14, King Pururava enchanted by Urvashi. So we'll be taking text 43. Stalim nasya vane gatva, Stalim nasya vane gatva, ग्रहानाध्यायतो निशि त्रेतायां संप्रवृत्तायां मनसि त्रयी वर्तत स्थालिं द वुमेन अग्निस्थाली Sorry. Her name is Agnisthali. Then Nyasa, immediately giving up. Vane, in the forest. Gatva, on returning. Grihan, at home. Adhyayataha, began to meditate. Nishi, the whole night. Tretayam, when the Treta millennium. Sampravrittayam, just on the point of beginning. Manasi, in his mind. Trayi, the principles of three Vedas. Avartata, became revealed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Samshrupat Ki. Translation. King Pururava then left Agnisthali in the forest and returned home, where he meditated all night upon Urvashi. In the course of his meditation, the Treta millennium began. And therefore, the principles of the three Vedas, including the process of performing yajna to fulfill fruitive activities, appeared within his heart. Purport. It is said, Tretayam Yajito Makhai. In Treta Yuga, if one performs yajnas, he would get the results of those yajnas. By performing Vishnu Yajna specifically, one could even achieve the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, Yajna is intended to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. While Pururava was meditating upon Urvasi, the Treta Yuga began. And therefore, the Vedic Yajnas were revealed in his heart. But Pururava was a materialistic man, especially interested in enjoying the senses. Yajnas for enjoyment of the senses are called Karma Kandiya Yajna. Therefore, he decided to perform karma kandiya yagyas to fulfill his lusty desires. In other words, karma kandiya yagyas are meant for sensuous persons, whereas yagya should be actually be performed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To please the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Kali Yuga, the Sankirtana Yajna is recommended. Yajna Sankirtan Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. Only those who are very intelligent take to Sankirtana Yajna to fulfill all their desires, material and spiritual. Whereas those who are lusty for sense enjoyment perform Karma Kandiya Yajna. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपाद सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ सीनियर ड्यूटीज ऑन all assembled Vaishnavas. So now the story is taking a turn now. So there is a saying in English that out of sight, out of sight, out of mind. So here what we see, Prurava, he was feeling not so good with Yajnasthali. So he left her in the forest, then he came home. And the second part explains how the Treta Yuga began, and what we see, material world, there is no end to our urges. And this you can see practically in children, especially children, they are very stubborn. And today material world, there are so many ads, you know, for everything. And the biggest industry is for children, from food to their dress, everything. And sometimes they make life so miserable for the parents. I oftentimes see children, they are very stubborn. So our mind is also stubborn. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsa, how gradually the fall down begins. So Rupa Goswami explains that how we should overcome the six urges in Upadeshamrita. So Vacho Vegam, Manakrodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, all of you know this verse. So he explains, a sober person who can tolerate the urges to speak, the mind's demand, the actions of anger, urges of tongue, belly and genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So now can anyone tell how many urges are there in this? How many urges Rupa Goswami explains? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
8,400,000.
No, that is different. Now here Rupa Goswami explains six urges. There are six urges mentioned here. Now we'll go to little Ayurveda. So Ayurveda mentions our body has 12 urges from womb to tomb. All of you know what is womb to tomb. So when we are born, from the day we are born till the time we leave the body, our body also has 12 urges. So we'll try to understand, because we are living in this material body, and this body is called, anyone knows what this body is called? Vyadhi Mandir. Vyadhi Mandir means body of diseases, isn't it? So now what are these 12 urges? First is the urge, it mentioned in Ayurveda, urge for hunger. Now I can't go much detail, because each urge, if we don't fulfill, then we may get diseased. What Ayurveda says that we have to balance our three dosha. MBA. Anyone knows what is MBA? Mucus, bile and air. That is called MBA. So then second urge is to answer nature call. Then passing urine, sleeping urge, sneezing, omitting, belching, passing foul air, thirst, rapid breathing, yawning, and the end is discharging semen. These are the 12 urges of a material body. So we can understand how the urges are there in the body. Also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains 2.44, Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya prasada chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhir samadhav na vidyate. What Krishna explains is that in the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. So this is what is happening with Pururava. And also Kunti Devi mentions there are four obstacles on the path of devotional service. What she explains, Janma Aishwarya Shuta Sri Bhir Edaman Madha Puman. Madha means one becomes too much, you know, bewildered. For what are the four things? Beauty, wealth, higher birth, and material learning. These are the biggest obstacle and what we see in material world. Today, that is what is happening. Also in India, that is taking place day by day. You'll see people, they are changing outwardly. Still, they have love for dharma. So now, if we see, Prabhupada writes that Pururava was a materialistic man, especially interested in sense, enjoying the senses. And in the past, so many devotees, they told different stories. So there is one story of Akbar and Birbal. So now, one time, Akbar, he asked Birbal, is there any time when a person becomes completely saturated with these lusty desires? So oftentimes Akbar, he wanted some practical this thing, answers from Birbal. He should make up it very practical show. So Birbal, he said, okay, when the time comes, I will show you. I will make a practical this thing, demonstration for you. So one day suddenly Birbal, he told Akbar, now today I will show you the practical. You have to come with me and you bring your young daughter. So this way what happened, Akbar, Birbal and Akbar's daughter, they went to a man who was about to die. He was in this house. So Birbal was in the first row. So the moment Birbal entered the house, the Birbal, he told, see, this Badshah, the king, has come to meet you on your verge of death. But what happened, the man, he was not looking at the king, but he was looking at the daughter of the king. So that time, Akbar, he was asked by Birbal. Birbal, he asked Akbar, do you see something in this man? What is happening? So Birbal, when he told like that to Akbar, Akbar could understand, yes, this man, he was not looking at Akbar, but he was looking at a different thing. So Akbar could understand, yes, that the urge for this material world, the senses, there is no end. And material world, we see today, people, they go to such a height. I know I was in the Navy, and one time, one of my friend, he got admitted in a hospital. And one time I went to meet him, and I asked the nurse, where can I find my friend? She told, you will find him in a ward. She named one ward. That ward is called Bahadur ward. Now, all of you know what is Bahadur means? Powerful man. So in Navy, in the hospital, they have named this Bahadur ward for those who are going to prostitutes and those who undergo this, you know, STD disease. Such people, they are called Bahadur. Bahadur means he has done a big job, you know. So material world, we know ultimately that yes, material urges are there. Ultimately, they have to come to an end. And we have the best example amongst the devotees is Bil Mangal Thakur. And the similar story is there with Bil Mangal Thakur. It is mentioned that Bil Mangal Thakur, he was so much attached to one prostitute by name Chintamani. And one time what happened, in his home, the priests, they were doing his father's this thing. There is after the death, there is one ceremony. Shraddha ceremony was going on. And Bil Mangal Thakur was so much adamant to go out, the brahmanas, they were holding him back. So this way the evening came and it was about to get into twilight. So Bilmangal Thakur, he said, "You finish off, I am going." Because he was desperate to meet that woman. And it was raining and the river was completely full. There was no boatman and he was so desperate. Somehow what he did, he caught one branch. Actually it was a dead body floating and he crossed the river. Then he came, by that time it was late night and she had gone to sleep. So he was banging at the door, somehow she was not opening. Because he was living upstairs, what he thought, how can I go up? So he found some rope hanging. It was not a rope, but it was a living snake. Somehow he went upstairs and when he banged at the door, so now this time this Chintamani, she was shocked, who is this person? And when she opened the door, she found to her surprise, he was completely scratched, you know, because of going through the night, falling here and there, his complete body was bruised. Seeing his at his body, so she felt so much, you know, this mercy for him, compassion for him. So what she told, if you could had such a this thing, you know, attraction for Lord Krishna, your life could have been changed. So it is mentioned in the scriptures that the spiritual master, Somgiri, previous spiritual master of Bilmangal Thakur, he spoke through this Chintamani and suddenly his life changed and he immediately started for Vrindavan. Of course, this story is very big. So we can see, like some people, they immediately get the understanding, yes, what I am enjoying is not right. In the scriptures, there are some good examples are given, like how the camel, camels, they like the thorns. All of you know the camels, they like thorny things. And when they eat the thorns, all that thorns, they got to get into the tongue. And gradually what happens, because of ulceration of the tongue, it can't eat the food. And gradually the camel dies. This is what is given example. So further Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 5.22 that Ehi sansvarsha bhoga dukkha yena evate adantyavanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. That means an intelligent person does not take part in the source of misery which are due to contact with material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. So we should sometimes like analyze what this material body constitutes. So in Manusmriti, it is mentioned, there is one verse which mentions that our body has 14 disgusting elements. I don't want to name them. But Shankaracharya has given one nice verse in Bhaj Govindam. There are two verses I'll just go through. One verse he explains, Nari sanam bharanabhidesham drishtva mag mohavesham etan mamsa vasadi vikaram manasi vishintyam baram baram. Having seen the supposed beautiful body of a woman with her waist, do not become agitated and illusioned, for these attractive features are simply transformations of fat, flesh and various other disgusting ingredients. You should consider this in your mind again and again. So there is another verse, even though a person becomes old and completely dilapidated, still the urge doesn't go to enjoy the material body. So again Shankaracharya, he mentions in one verse, Angam galitam palitam dachanahinam ruddoyapi gritva dandam tad ashana munchita klesha. That Angam galitam palitam means that body has become so old and he has to hold one stick, he can't see properly, and still the desire to enjoy this body doesn't come to an end. So this way material world, we should know that there will be never end to material enjoyment. Prabhupada explains, as long as we have this material body, the mind will trouble us. Again in Bhagavad Gita 5:23, Krishna, what he explains, Shaknaitiva yah shodum prak sharira vimokshanat. What Krishna explains, that this, as long as this material body is there, the urges will be there. Even if we become Paramhansa, the body will give us some pricking. So Prabhupada, what he explains in the purport, if one wants to make steady progress on the path of self-realization, he must try to control the forces of material senses. There are forces of talk, forces of anger, forces of mind, forces of stomach, forces of genitals, and forces of the tongue and the mind. And a person who is a Goswami, he strictly controls all these urges. So this way we should understand that one, when he understands, yes, these forces will be there, but we have to neglect. Prabhupada often he told, just neglect the mind. Oftentimes we see our mind is so much stubborn. So Prabhupada explains that if a person doesn't feed the disease will go away. Similarly, if you don't feed the mind will become sober. So oftentimes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he told his disciples that every day morning they should beat the mind 100 times with shoes, and in the night they should beat the mind with 100 times with a broom. So what Prabhupada explains, material world means attraction between man and woman. That is also mentioned by Kapil Dev to his mother, that it is happening, Prabhuji told, in all 84 lakh species of life. And in today's world, what we see, every city, small lanes, you'll find beauty parlors and gyms. Beauty parlor for women and gym for men. And this is what people, they go. And the number one industry in today's world is the pharmaceutical industry. People, they want to live young. No one wants to die. No one wants to become old. No one wants to get diseased. And this way, what is happening? Material world, people have their own choices. There is a saying, this is a right choice. Oh baby, they say in the West. So, in the Pancharatra, there is one nice story. One time, one sage, he was bathing in the river and a small mice came in his hand. So now he's surprised what he was thinking, what to do with this mice. So he had such a siddhi. So he transformed this mice into a small baby girl and he brought home and he gave his wife. Now we have a small baby girl. Now we be satisfied with this baby girl. So after some years he came to a marriageable age. Now they wanted to have one good husband for her. So this way they were looking for a good husband for the daughter. Because the sage had such big powers, what he thought, I'll marry my daughter to the best person in this world. So the best choice, what he thought, is the sun god. So he went to sun god along with his daughter. Why don't you get married with my daughter? But what the daughter, she said, no dad, he's too hot and he's too bright. No, I can't make it. So then he said, okay, now we'll go for next choice. So it is mentioned that later on he took his daughter to moon god. So she said, he's too chilly and he's too cold. I can't make it. Okay, then he said, okay, let's marry you with the wind god. So what she said, he's not stable, always moving, making so much sound. I can't marry. Okay, let me marry with the ocean god. She said, no, he's too wet and he's too deep. That too I can't do. Then ultimately the sage, he took the daughter to the mountain. What he thought, okay, she will be satisfied with the mountain. So when the sage, he brought the daughter to the mountain side. So she said, no, he is too tall and he is totally barren and too hard. I can't make it. So now the mountain could understand the psychophysical nature of that girl. So the mountain, he told the sage, sir, if you don't mind, in my body there is a mice living here. Maybe you can ask that mice. So that sadhu, by his mystic power, he called that mice. And the moment that girl, she saw that mice, she said, "Dad, this is the right choice." So they said, okay, punar mushika bhava. He said, okay, now you become a sea mice. So this is what is happening in the material world. So there is no end to our choices, because our mind is so much stubborn. Prabhupada explains that as long as in this material world, we'll be tormented by this mind. So we should know that what should be our conclusion. Rup Goswami, he explains one nice verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is one nice verse, what he explains. Kamadinam katina katida palita durnadesha tesham jati mai na karuna na tripta no pashanti. What he explains, that, O my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of my lusty desires. Although I have rendered these desires so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I ever desired to give them up. O my Lord, O head of the Edo dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened, and now I am giving up them. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires. And now I come to you and surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. So this is a nice verse spoken by some devotee, which is mentioned by Rup Goswami. So this way, when we come to the Lord, oftentimes the Prabhupada disciples, they ask Prabhupada, what do you pray to the Lord? So one time Prabhupada, he said, yes, I pray to the Lord, I may not forget you, or I may not get into Maya again. So one time one disciple, he told Prabhupada, that can't happen with you. So Prabhupada, he said, you Western disciples, you don't fear Maya. How Maya is very strong. Sometimes Prabhupada, he chastised them that yes, Maya, the main duty of Maya is to hold us back from going back home to the spiritual world. So when we hear from our acharyas, then we come to know, yes, when we follow, it is mentioned that when we come in contact with the devotees, we can tune our intelligence. The rest of our body we can't change. At least our intelligence can be tuned, because it is the ultimate and the highest. So it is mentioned that in the association of devotees, at least we can tune our intelligence, because the intelligence is higher than the mind, but still the mind subdues the intelligence. And we see here, Prabhupada explains mostly in purport that King Puranjana, he was very much interested in sense enjoyment, and for that he wanted to do Karma Kandiya Yajna. And this way, what happened, the yuga changed. The second part of the verse mentions that the time changed. And material world, we see things keep changing. What you see Vrindavan now presently, if you see 20 years back, 30 years back, 50 years back, Vrindavan was totally different. So similarly, the four yugas, they change, and four yugas, they have different aspects. And Prabhupada explains that in different yugas, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada mentions in the beginning itself that just by meditation, one can go back home, back to Godhead. Similarly, by doing yajna also, one can go. So here, four yugas. Now here, when the king was there, the Treta Yuga began. And Prabhupada mentions for Treta Yuga, what is mentioned in the scriptures, that Kritte Dhyayato Vishnu. This shloka Prabhupada mentions from the 11th canto, that in the Satyuga we meditate, because our lifespan, anyone knows what is the lifespan in Satyuga? 1 lakh years. Treta Yuga 10,000, Dwapar Yuga 1,000, and Kali Yuga 100 years. So if you read Prabhupada and Bhagavatam 1.1.10, this is one nice verse. Prayana Alpa Avishya. How our lifespan is reduced because of artificial living and eating often more and more, and artificial lifestyle, Prabhupada explains, saps our vital energy. That is what is happening in Kali Yuga. People, they don't have a proper lifestyle. And now also, if you see in this material world, people, they are living long life, but there is no use of that. So Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, Prabhupada mentions, for Kali Yuga is Yajna prior. Prabhupada mentions this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and this verse specifically it denotes that Krishna Varnam Tusha Akrishnam Sango Pangas Parsinam Yajna Sankirtan prior Yajanti Hi Su Medha Saha. Medha means intelligence. One is Alpa Medha, less intelligent, what Krishna explains in Gita. And Sumedhas also Krishna explains, that those who worship the demigods. Now, in coming verses you will find, this king, he will do such a yajna by which he would like to go to the place where his wife is situated. And in material world also, what we see, people now in India, many people, those who are taking good degrees from IIT and all, what they want to do, they want to go abroad and they want to settle in America, green card. This is what is material world. So in Purana there is a saying that the people from small villages, they come to cities. The people from cities, they come to big cities. So similarly, a similar thing we see in India. The villages, they come to small cities. The people from small cities, they come to big cities. And people from big city, they go to big cities. Bombay, or we have Delhi. And people from Delhi, they want to go to America, Europe. And people from America, Europe, they want to go on moon. And those who are on the moon, they want to go to Brahma's planet. And those who are on Brahma's planet, they want to go again further somewhere. So there is no end. Ultimately what we see, there is no end to going here and there. And today's world, people, they change everything. The technology is changing so fast. People are changing mobile and so many things, houses, their jobs. I don't want to go in depth. So many things people, they change. So whatever it is. So Prabhupada quotes Narottam Das Thakur, that karma kanda, jnana kanda, keval vishayara bhanda, amrita baliya eva khaya, nana yoni sada fire, khadriya bhakshara kare, tara janma adhe pate yaye. What Prabhupada explains, that this fruitive activities and material speculation are simply cups of poison. Whoever drinks them, thinking them to be nectar, must struggle very hard, life after life, in different types of bodies. Such a person eats all kinds of nonsense and becomes condemned by his activities of so-called sense enjoyment. And this is what we see in today's world. We have social media, so many medias, and you can see now presently the China is in the biggest grip of fever. There's one fever, it's called corona fever. So what they speculate, because the Chinese, they eat everything. There's one saying that Koreans, they eat what is there on the ground. Japanese, they eat what is there in the ocean and the ground. But the Chinese, they eat everything. What is there in the ocean, on the ground, in the sky. So some, they speculate this coronavirus has come from eating that bat soup, bats. Some day maybe it has come from the snake's soup. All of you know. So Chinese, there is no end to the things what they eat. So material world, this is what is going to happen. And also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions one nice verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayeva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashanta. In material world we see Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami. Why people, they want to have different kind of, you know, siddhis, because they can enjoy more and more and more. But there is no end to their desires. In Hindi they say, yah dil mange more. Your mind and your heart is asking more and more and more. See, in Puranas there is one story mentioned that one time a beggar, he approached Narad Muni. Now you see, Narad Muni is a sadhu. So what Narad Muni said, I am a sadhu, why don't you go to our finance minister? So the demigod's finance minister is Kuber. So this beggar, he went to Kuber, and in olden time the beggars used to beg in the top of our head, skull. In Sanskrit they call it kavat. So this beggar, he went to Kubera, and Kubera, he put few coins, gold coins, and to his surprise these coins, they got disappeared. Again he put few. So it is a Vedic injunction, as long as the atithi, he doesn't get pleased, you have to keep him pleasing. And all the treasury of Kubera got emptied, and by that time it was evening, and he was about to take out his clothes and everything to give to this beggar. So that time Narad Muni, he came there just reciting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And he saw the pathetic condition of Kubera, and he asked Kubera, what happened? So what Kubera said, you have sent such a person, he is not getting satisfied. How come he is not getting satisfied, and how come everything is becoming disappeared? So Narad Muni, he took that skull and he showed there was one small hole. In today's world, what we see, there is no end to the zeros. People, what they are adding, more and more and more zeros. Prabhupada used to tell one story. In Japan, there was one big royal family. And in the royal family, the royal mistress, she got one time fever. And along with her, the maid also got the fever. So a doctor was called home, and doctor, when he examined the big mistress and the maid servant, so he found that maid servant has a higher fever, above 100 degrees, and that mistress, she didn't have much fever. So the doctor told these people in the house that they should take more care of that housemaid rather than the mistress. So this lady got very much bewildered. She told doctor, you are a fool, you don't know. I am the mistress of this house. My temperature should be higher than her. How come her temperature is too high? So this material world, what we see, there is a competition going on. People, what we see today's world, there is no end. And in recent past, in India also, people are becoming millionaires. But they are not content. Even if they have 5-figure, 6-figure salary, they are not content. And recently there was in the news, earn fast, die fast. Earn fast, die fast. Means people are earning very fast and they want to buy so many things, so many gadgets, big houses, big cars, so many loans, and all of a sudden the company becomes delinquent, bankrupt, and he's on the street. Then what happens? He has nowhere to go. So this is what happens in material world. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakli ashant, Krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shant. So Prabhupada mentions in the end that if one just worships Lord Krishna, and if one just does this yajna, Prabhupada concludes that in the Kali Yuga, only those who are very intelligent take to sankirtan yajna to fulfill their desires. And material and spiritual. What Prabhupada explains here, that to fulfill their desires, material and spiritual, whereas those who are lusty for sense gratification become karma kandya, they follow this karma kandya. There is one nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It comes in the second canto. So it is mentioned, akamova sarama kamova moksha kama udaradi Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Akama means like devotees, no desires. So when Prabhupada, he was in final days in Vrindavan, so one of his god brother, he came to meet Prabhupada, and he asked, yes, do you have any last desire? So Prabhupada said, no, this holy name is my medicine, and the scriptures, they are my food. This is what Prabhupada, he said. Akamova moksha kama. Now, many people, they want to get rid of from this material world. అకామోవా మోక్షకామోవా. దేన ఇట్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్ తీవ్రేణ భక్తి యోగేన ఇర్రెస్పెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ అర్జెస్ ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. తీవ్రేణ భక్తి యోగేన, భక్తి యోగ మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ వన్ జస్ట్ వర్షిప్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సన్ గాడ్ హెడ్ యజేత పురుషం పరం. ఇఫ్ వన్ వర్షిప్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ దట్ మీన్స్ హీ విల్ గెట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. వాట్ ప్రభుపాద ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇన్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ నౌ హీ హావ్ డన్ సచ్ ఏ బిగ్ సైంటిఫిక్ దిస్ థింగ్ అడ్వాన్స్మెంట్, బట్ స్టిల్ అల్టిమేట్లీ వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిలై ఆన్ ద మెటీరియల్ నేచర్. వాట్ ఎవర్ బిగ్ ఫ్యాక్టరీస్ వీ హ్యావ్, వీ కాంట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ దెమ్. వాట్ ప్రభుపాద ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత దట్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ అన్నాద్ భవంతి భూతాని పర్జన్యాద్ అన్న సంభవం. టు మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యజ్ఞస్ వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఇన్ టుడే కలియుగా, మెనీ పీపుల్ దే డూ డిఫరెంట్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞస్ విచ్ దే డోంట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఎనీ గుడ్ బెనిఫిట్. బట్ వీ షుడ్ నో భగవద్గీత కృష్ణ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇన్ ద 10th చాప్టర్ యజ్ఞానాం జప యజ్ఞోస్మి. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ మెంట్, ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ యుగ ధర్మ. ఆల్సో ఇన్ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఇట్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్ దట్ దెన్ కలియుగ దట్ ఓన్లీ ద హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. అండ్ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ రెఫరెన్సెస్ గివన్ లైక్ దిస్ వన్ దిస్ థింగ్ అమంగ్ ద 108 ఉపనిషద్ దర్ ఇస్ వన్ ఉపనిషద్ విచ్ మెన్షన్స్ ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ కలి సంతరణ ఉపనిషద్. దట్ మీన్స్ హౌ వన్ క్యాన్ క్రాస్ దిస్ కలియుగ. సో దేర్ బ్రహ్మ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ టు నారద ముని ఇతి శోదక్ష అక్షర కలి కల్మష నాశనం నాతో పరతోరో ఉపాయ సర్వ వేదేషు దృశ్యతే. నౌ యాజ్ ఐ టోల్డ్ వన్ బిగ్ ఫీవర్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ అండ్ నౌ ఫార్ కలియుగ టు గెట్ రీడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద నాతో పరతోరో ఉపాయ. దేర్ ద శ్లోక ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్, మహామంత్ర ఇస్ మెన్షన్డ్, హరే రామ్ హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే. So basically the materialistic people they chant in that manner, but we Vaishnava devotees we chant Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Often time devotees they have a question, why not as per like how it is given in the scripture, like when we recite that Brindadevi prayers in the morning, Vishnu Bhakti Pradadevi, some they say Krishna Bhakti, okay. But as per the scripture, it mentions Vishnu Bhakti, Vishnu and Krishna all the same, that we should know. So here, because this, it is changed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we should chant in this manner. There is no much ambiguity and we need not to, what we say, beating around the bush. We should follow the Swami, what is given by our Acharyas. Also Prabhupada mentions here that Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangopangasya Parshadam, and this way Kali Yuga only the intelligent people will take to Harinam, and that's what Prabhupada he did when he went to the western countries, America. So initially what we see is gone, at least in the beginning 5 to 7 years, devotees they used to go for Harinam, they used to go for Harinam. And recently Shyamasundara Prabhu, he was there in Bombay, and he was telling when Prabhupada he brought his disciples to India and they were going on Harinam. So Prabhupada he thought that Indian people they will not take so much serious Harinam, and Prabhupada he changed that into life membership, because what he thought in India people will not much respond, what they will think, these people they are beggars. It is not like that, but we should know that Prabhupada he said that even if we change 1% people in this material world, I don't know the present population, even if we change 1 to 2% people, and that can be done only by book distribution or by doing Naam Sankirtan. And there are many devotees, they are doing this Naam Sankirtan, and this also mentioned in the scriptures that in India, actually this was stopped by the Britishers. If we see the gazettes, Indian gazettes, in India previously, people, they used to chant the holy name, that is called Prabhat Feri. It is called Prabhat Feri. And it is very scientific. What is mentioned that, in any village where this Prabhat fair is done in the morning time, that is during Brahma Murat, that village will not have any problem or any pestilence or any kind of adhyatmik, adi bhautik, adi daivik kleshas. So there is one this thing during Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one real thing happened. It was in the beginning of this 20th century. There was a plague disease going on in India, and a good number of people were dying, and big cities like Calcutta, they were getting emptied. And the Britishers, because they were ruling, and that time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a big personality. He was a magistrate. So they came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they asked, is there anything we can do to counter this plague? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he told them, the authorities, British authorities, that if you allow these people to do Harinam in all the villages, so maybe this can be countered. And it is mentioned that within 3 days, when the devotees, they started doing Harinam in Calcutta, so gradually this plague, it got vanished in 3 days. So we can see the power of the holy name. It has full potential. So here Prabhupada, he gives more emphasizes for this Harinam. And what we see today, that although Pururava, he wanted to go where his wife and his son was there, and in the next coming verses we will find how he is doing yagya, karma kandi yagya. In material world, whatever karma kand we do, people, they do with the intention of going to the heavenly planets. But still, what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin arjuna mamupetyaitu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. So Abrahma bhuvana loka means all these 14 planetary system, wherever you go, so we have to return back the moment our credit is over, back to material world. That is what is going to happen. And so Purova, he is desiring to go where his wife is there. That is what we can understand from this verse. Hare Krishna. So we'll conclude the class here. So somebody has any comment, question? Yeah, it's not so much, it is there.
Just like Chitra Ketu Maharaj, who wanted a son, and even though good philosophy was being given to him that you should not, you know, that would give you pain and
yeah,
pain, but still he wanted.
Harsha Shoka.
And he was being nicely talked to by Urvasi about the nature of women and how painful the whole relationship can be, but still he wanted. So it seems that maybe, although we're hearing and understanding what is the purpose and goal of life and how to achieve it, but when a material desire gets locked into your brain or heart, you think, oh, maybe after I fulfill this desire, then I'll have the realization that it wasn't right for me. So some people may have to experience it. We may hear about it, but some people have to actually experience it. So how do...
So in India, there is a saying that what elderly people, they say, बुजुर्गों ने कहा अपनो अपने पैरों के ऊपर खड़े होके दिखलाओ. दैट मीन्स द एल्डरली पीपल दे से यू स्टार्ट लर्निंग स्टैंडिंग ऑन योर ओन फीट. सो हियर लाइक मटेरियल वर्ल्ड व्हाट यू सेड देर विल बी ऑलवेज सच काइंड ऑफ पीपल. दे विल नेवर चेंज नो मैटर व्हाट एवर हैपन्स. दे विल नेवर चेंज. दिस इज व्हाट इज मैनी पीपल यू विल फाइंड दे से व्हाट एवर यू से आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू चैंट. They will say, what, however you convince me, I will not chant. So such kind of people will be there. Some they learn a hard lesson. There is a saying, Murkhanam Updeshohi Prakopakaya Kalpate. For foolish people, if you give them good advice, they become angry. So actually, in the beginning of the 20th century, there was one hardcore atheist in Germany. I forgot his name. Nietzsche. His name was Nietzsche. And in the church, on the plaque board, he used to write, God is dead, nidze. He used to go to the church, on the notice board he used to write, God is dead, nidze. Every day used to, that was his, he was so much atheistic. So one day what happened, Nidze himself died. So all the church fathers, they wrote, God, Nidze, Nidze died, God. They just changed from up to down. So material world will find this kind of people. And that is what is the trend today, that those who are highly educated, they become more atheistic and they are forming societies and all. They are trying to convince people. But on our side, we should convince people. Like Prabhupada, oftentimes he took devotees on morning walk. And most of Prabhupada's lectures, they are on life comes from life. Prabhupada, he spoke. So this way, as a devotee, we can convince them, yes, how you are trying to enjoy is the worst thing. So, like even when Prabhupada, he met in Russia, Professor Kotovsky. And Prabhupada, he asked him, what is after this life? He said, Swamiji, nothing. This is only the life. After this life, there is nothing. So, such kind of people will be there in the material world. And they want to put their philosophy. This is what is happening. This is happening in the material world. So, for a devotee, what Prabhupada said, we are to go and preach again and again and again. So that is what why it is emphasized again and again and again. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So thank you very much. This okay, in the back. Yeah, I got your point. The Chinese also, they can adopt that. Actually, one time when Prabhupada... Yeah, we have to have the faith. Even the authorities, government authorities, they have to have the faith. One time Prabhupada was going to Chicago. And he saw in the newspaper, Chicago, what is famous for? Crime. Chicago is called Crime City in the US. And the moment Prabhupada arrived there, the police chief came to Prabhupada and he asked him how we can subdue the crimes, how can we can reduce the crimes in our Chicago. So what Prabhupada said, give us the permission to chant holy name and feed prasad to the prisoners and gradually they will change. But the police chief, he didn't have the full conviction in what Prabhupada said. So today what is happening, we have more faith in the scientist. Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he quotes all these big people as Mahajan. Today who are the Mahajan? All big movie makers, all our sports stars, movie stars, and all these politicians, they are Kaliyuga Mahajans. And people, they are following them. And if you follow a blind, you will fall into the well. So if we have that full faith, yes, holy name is the ultimate. So that it can happen. For them also it can happen. That is what I feel. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai, Hare Krishna.